Timmins, lights, camera, action. School buses are getting a safety upgrade. Transport Canada is mandating perimeter visibility camera systems on all newly manufactured school buses in Canada. The requirement took effect on December 18, 2024, with all new school buses expected to have the systems installed by November 1, 2027. Ryan Hartling, Transportation Supervisor for Northeast Tri-Board Student Transportation, said the mandate was a surprise. "Our circles did not get warning that this is coming, or knowledge that this was coming down the pipes," he said. "It's a 360 camera system. It's going to have a camera on all sides of the buses. I don't believe they record, but they will give the driver a vision of all the danger zones around the bus to help improve safety." Hartling explained that the camera system is expected to be integrated into new school bus manufacturing standards under the Canadian Standards Association D250, CSA D250. "This means newly purchased buses will already include the technology and there is no requirement to retrofit existing school buses with the system. Any new buses purchased by our operators would have to likely incur the cost of that new technology in the buses, which would then filter down, likely to school boards when we go to procurement and procure our bus routes with school bus operators, so they would include that cost in their bid," he said. "The changes won't affect how often the board replaces or upgrades its buses. Buses in the province normally have a lifespan of 12 years. There are requirements to have an average fleet age in some areas, so that people just don't have old buses or brand new buses that the fleet is averaged out," he said. "An operator will usually have 3 or 4 buses a year that they purchase to replace older buses in our area. The new requirement could be a signal of what's to come. We've had conferences in the past where manufacturers have been there, and there's been talks about integrated driver assist systems like lane keep assist and brake assist and things of that nature that may be coming at the manufacturer's end," he said. "It's interesting that they have a camera system because a lot of these driver assist systems involve cameras. So perhaps we may, in the future, see more driver assist and safety assist features in buses moving forward. Drive training may be required, but he isn't sure what that looks like yet." "The system will be beneficial," Hartling said. "All sides of the buses are blind spots to the driver. We do ask students, when they get off the bus, to take at least 12 large steps away from the bus so that the driver can see them. That's also why we have the arm that comes out on the bumper of the bus so that students stay a distance away so the driver can see them across in front of the bus," he said. "Any kind of system that improves visibility or on the bus would definitely be beneficial." Beyond perimeter visibility cameras, Transport Canada has also introduced optional requirements for infraction cameras that can capture footage of vehicles illegally passing a stopped school bus. Hartling said he's not sure how this system would be implemented, citing legal complexities regarding video evidence in court. "Drivers frequently failing to stop for school buses is definitely an issue in the area," Hartling said. "I wouldn't say it's a growing issue in our area, but it's definitely an issue," he said. "There is some confusion with the new amber light system that came out as to whether or not you could pass when the amber lights are on. There's some education and PSA that should go out in regards to that. In some regions, alternative safety measures have shown promising results." Hartling pointed to a pilot project in Sudbury using high-visibility LED lights with unique flashing patterns, which has significantly reduced illegal passing incidents.